You know, life can change in an instant. A medical emergency, a sudden accident, or even a small decision can set us on an entirely new path. We're constantly confronted by change, and maybe you've experienced this yourself. Sometimes we choose it, but often, well, it kind of chooses us. But through it all, we're shaped and molded by the lessons these transitions teach us. Hi, I'm Olivia Garcia Pablo, and I'd like to welcome you to a new season of Making Changes, a podcast about changes we go through and the life lessons we learn along the way, but always with God by our side. Maybe this is your first time hearing about Making Changes, and if not, thanks for coming back for this new season. So, to kick things off, we're bringing you stories from around the world. You'll hear from a father praying desperately as his wife and unborn child face a medical crisis, a young professional who discovered her artistic gifts during unemployment, parents navigating the beautiful chaos of parenthood, and survivors finding strength after traumatic accidents. While their experiences are different, each story shares a common thread. Each one features ordinary people discovering extraordinary resilience and unshakable faith when faced with life's inevitable changes. Some are dramatic, others quiet and personal, but each offers wisdom that might help you navigate your own seasons of transformation. So sit back, listen closely, and prepare to be moved by these stories of change. Our first story is from Moses, whose moment of crisis during the birth of his first child transformed into a powerful lesson about faith when faced with what at that moment felt like the impossible.
So my wife, and she was in labor for about 25 hours without any medication or anything like that. As she was about to finish the epidural, the heart rate of our son started to drop drastically. They had to do a code. Everyone on the floor came to our room to wheel my wife away and go into emergency surgery. So at that point, I was by myself in the room and just thinking to myself, what's going to happen? What if I lose her? Or what if I lose him? Or what if I lose both of them? I realized I couldn't do anything. And I realized, you know what? I have to pray. The only thing that I could do, and the best thing that I could do, was to pray. I asked God, and I really believe, and he's going to give it to me. He's going to take care of them. Like, even though they're in this emergency surgery right now, I know that God's going to take care of them. So a few minutes afterwards, the nurse came back and said that my son was delivered and he was okay. My wife was still sedated. She had lost a lot of blood. So she was still sleeping. After a few hours, they were worried she might need a blood transfusion or something like that, but she didn't. And she was able to wake up and meet her son.
You know, sometimes it takes recognizing how powerless we are to realize our greatest strengths. In that hospital room, Moses discovered that prayer wasn't his last resort. Instead, it was the most powerful action he could take. Now, our next story shares how a childhood promise led her to make the difficult decision to leave her home in the Philippines to work abroad.
I still vividly remember the promise I gave my parents, especially to my mom. We were outside the house. I was 8 years old, and Mom and I were standing under a lamppost. It was a quiet, breezy, normal night in the island where I grew. I said, Ma, pagdakula ako, babakalanta ka sa ronggalo na ice cream. Maistar kita sa magayuno na harong. So a mind of an 8-year-old, the biggest tub of ice cream and a nice house was a luxury. Years passed. I was 24 years old. Been working for 4 years tirelessly as a nurse, and still no savings, no house, and could barely afford the 1 gallon ice cream that I promised. And worse, my parents are getting older each year, and they haven't got the life that they deserve. This reality is what led me to make the biggest decision that would bring a major change in my life. I would need to go abroad for my family. But that means leaving everything that is dear to me. While here in the UK, I learned that what Mom and Dad went through was not easy. It's not easy to be an adult, all the more to be an OFW. All the responsibilities that you have to your family, to your work, and everything in between. I could afford what I usually can't, yet I'm not with the people that I should enjoy it with. In all of this, I found solace in God. Worshipping Him was my rest. I learned that entrusting everything to the Father will help to ease everything up. Looking back, I'd say to my 8-year-old self, we made it. We lost a lot of things on the way to where we are, but we also gained a lot more. There's a Filipino saying that says, malayo pa, pero malayo na. He brought me here in the UK for a reason, and I trust Him with my all.
While the childhood promise led her to leave everything familiar behind, the change gave her a deeper understanding of what her parents went through and how they trusted God's guidance, even when the path felt uncertain. When the pandemic cut Natalie off from her family and threatened her livelihood, she discovered an unexpected path forward that revealed God's provision in the most uncertain times.
During the pandemic in 2020, when in British Columbia we went on lockdown, I couldn't visit home. I was living apart from my parents at the time in the city of Surrey. I couldn't cross the bridge because we weren't allowed to leave our cities. Work was slow for the first few weeks, maybe even the first couple of months. It came to a point where I was questioning whether or not I would be able to afford my rent or afford the food that I was going to eat. It reminded me that no matter how desperate I might feel a situation is, even if I feel like I don't know what the solution will be, God always has an answer before I can even ask for His help. I decided to start doing illustrations and do portraits. I had an overwhelming amount of people come to me asking for these portraits. It was just a full circle moment, I think, of not knowing what to do and where to get everything from, to all of a sudden having more than I could possibly ask for. After doing all of that, started to help out in my district a lot more, creating graphics and posters and animations and the like for whatever activities that were needed. Eventually, that led me into doing a lot of that for shows with INC Media, like Vantage Point. And I even became the district Kadiwa president. And that could never have been simply because I had an idea to do this. That's God. That's all God.
You know, the pandemic brought a sudden change in all our lives. But it also gave us the opportunity to realize things about ourselves that, well, we never had time to consider before. Natalie's story reminds us that our undiscovered talents can actually become lifelines, not just for ourselves, but for creating community when it's needed most. In our next story, Michael shares how a career change took him across the world, where the faith of others transformed his own perspective on joy and service.
Korea, the summer of 2001. I started working there as an ESL teacher, English as a second language. And at that time in my life, living in Canada, I reached a point where I felt like I just needed to try a new career. And that new career brought me overseas. I didn't know where I really wanted to go at first, but I didn't know much about Korea. But I thought it would be an interesting experience living and working in a different country. The culture shock hit hard, and it took a while to feel settled in. There was a lot to take in and take on my first few months, but what was familiar and constant was the worship service. And I thank God for keeping me grounded during that time, because it really wasn't easy. I look back on my 6 years in Korea and see the change that I experienced. I think about the brethren there not having it easy with work and being away from the loved ones, and yet they were always smiling. There was so much joy in them when they came together to worship. They were so happy to see one another. It was the brethren's faith that inspired me. Since coming back to Canada, meeting the love of my life, getting married, starting a family, I carry that same joy with my family.
I love how Michael went all the way to Korea thinking he was going to be the teacher, but ended up being the student instead. I guess that's the thing about travel, you know? Sometimes the most valuable souvenirs are actually the lessons we bring back with us. For Darlene, the arrival of her adorable baby 6 months ago wasn't just, you know, a new chapter. It actually was an entirely new book that rewrote everything she thought she knew about herself.
We're coming up on almost a year since finding out we were having a baby. She's here now. She's almost 6 months. And like I said, what has not changed? Everything has changed. It's so much changed that I'm still trying to figure out all of the little things that have changed. I think it's even more of a load to carry mentally, emotionally, and even spiritually. I physically feel like my brain is dividing. And I really think it did. Because I feel like I'm constantly thinking of what to do next, whether it's for her. Like, does she have to eat? Does she got to change her diaper? Does she have to sleep? The biggest changes amongst all of them are me becoming a new mom, like how to function every day as a new mom, as a new working mom, and our dynamic as husband and wife, or I guess mom and dad now with a kid that we have to raise together. We're still navigating as new parents. And me too, I'm still navigating motherhood also. Those are the biggest changes.
You know, parenthood doesn't just change our schedules. It actually, well, it transforms our whole identity. And Darlene is pretty much in the thick of it. Listening to Darlene reminds me that the most profound changes are often the ones, well, we're still trying to figure out. For our next story, Bernadette shares how unemployment led her to discover an unexpected talent and passion that brought peace during a time of uncertainty.
A small change I made was adjusting my devotional prayer. I intended to ask for a new job after becoming unemployed, but I didn't give any specifics except that it not robbed me of my mental and physical health. But then I asked if I could develop better in a skill that I actually like. I must have prayed for like 2 weeks. I was doing someone's makeup and they were giving me such a hard time. And I realized even doing makeup, I could not handle working with a customer face to face in that kind of artistry. I thought to myself, wouldn't it be great if I could just draw so I could have peace and quiet when I work? And so I went to the nearest art store, picked up a couple pencils and paper, and started drawing every day. And I found myself incredibly happy doing that. I have no idea if being an artist will be my next career choice. Still in the air what I want to do, but at least I know for certain God is helping me develop this skill, and I'm excited to see where it will go. Just the other day, I had a childhood friend reach out. I haven't seen her since sixth grade, and she asked if we could have drawing sessions so she'll get to tell me about her life as an illustrator and graphic designer. That is the small change I made, and it's giving me a lot more peace than I expected.
Bernadette's story reminds us that even small changes like adjusting a prayer or trying a new hobby can unlock unexpected joy, like reconnecting us with long-lost friends. Our next story takes us to Australia, where Kez, a teacher, was suddenly forced to evacuate her home. But little did she know that this crisis would actually help her appreciate a blessing she almost forgot she had.
Earlier this year, in January, my apartment building was told to evacuate because the engineers found that the building was sinking. And so they deemed the building unsafe, and we were told to evacuate, to only take essential items and just leave. There was no time frame of when we could come back, and I had to pack my choir robes, my CWS uniform. That was essential. That was the one thing I needed. Being away from my apartment just made me realize that the chapel was literally across the road from me. Now that I am 30 minutes away from it, it made me realize how extremely blessed I was that I could just access the chapel anytime I wanted. Now, I have to find a new place to live because the building at the moment is still getting repaired. And so I told myself that I'm praying now to our Lord God that He gives me another place that is closer to chapel. I told myself, if He blesses me with a new home that is close to the chapel within walking distance, that I will have my devotional prayer there more so than I did before, and that I will guard it more so than I did before. It's not a big drastic change, but it's a change that for me feels quite significant.
You know, it's so easy, right, to miss and appreciate what we have until it's taken away. And it's only when it's gone that we realize how much of a blessing we had. In our next voice note, Gemma's leap of faith into business ownership revealed strengths she never knew she had, especially when faced with the unprecedented challenges of COVID-19.
6 years ago, I had the opportunity to be a partner, to buy into this million-dollar practice. I have been in this company for about 7 years at that time as an optometrist. But of course, there's a lot of unknown fear, things that I didn't know about myself, if I'm capable of being able to run this business, this practice. Making hard, many difficult decisions. I've learned so much about myself and my capabilities. I wanted to make this change, a career change, because I knew I wanted to have. We wanted to have children, and I want to have more time when it comes to performing my duties. And I have no regrets. I am glad that I took on that leap of faith, because I feel so much growth professionally and I am constantly learning. I thank God that I have the opportunity to be a partner, to be a business owner, because I am able to give more for my duties, for my church. I'm able to help more when it comes to eye care, when it comes to glasses. I feel that I'm able to live that purpose that God had blessed me with. I enjoy it every single moment, and I'm fully, truly grateful.
Taking risks often reveals capabilities we never knew we possessed. And as Gemma learned, saying yes to an opportunity can open doors wide open, not just for professional growth, but for greater service to her community and faith. At just 21 years old, Princess Joy from Manila, Philippines, made tough choices that may seem like setbacks at first, but ultimately led her to her own personal growth.
First, I temporarily stopped my nursing studies to solve the problems in our family first and so that my sister can continue her studies. Second is to leave home that comfort to achieve something in life. In this matter, my life was not easy, most especially when I'm longing for the comfort of my parents. I learned that life is not a race. There is a right opportunity that is reserved for things that you let to happen. And you should learn to wait and trust what God can do in our lives. So far, the difference about my life now is that I have become more confident, brave, more energetic, and fulfilling my duties, and become more prayerful. Now I am preparing for the new challenge of my life, which is to continue my studies despite the financial problems at the same time as a working student to achieve my family's dream. With God's mercy and help, I believe that I can achieve my dreams in life.
You know, sometimes the path forward requires actually just standing in place. Princess Joy's sacrifice for her family taught her that life moves in a way that God wants it to, with opportunities appearing when we're truly ready for them. Well, we've come to our final voice note for this episode, and while it's the last story we're sharing today, it certainly won't be the last this season. This new season of Making Changes will explore different dimensions of change by sharing stories from people just like you. But now let's listen to our final voice note. This story comes from Jason, one of our designers here at INC Media. Jason shares how a car accident became not just a physical test, but a journey of spiritual recovery that completely transformed his perspective on life.
It started on a Sunday morning. I was in a parking lot, parked next to a car. It was my brother-in-law's car. And I was getting out, helping my son. He's 7 years old. For whatever reason, his shoes were off. And so I'm like on my knees, helping him get his shoes on. We both kind of stop because we hear this car in the parking lot near us kind of revving up. It was like the roar of a car when the engine is revving. And we could hear tires spinning, and it was spinning. The next noise was pretty deafening. It was like the crunch of metal. It was as traumatizing as the day was. That was probably the easiest part of this whole experience, just because it was so quick and I didn't have as many choices to make. I couldn't sit with my thoughts and make decisions on how to feel. It was just, everything went so fast. It's really the healing afterwards that gets you. I feel like because of that difficult or traumatizing experience, that big change in my life, I'm thriving. I'm not just, you know, I didn't just survive it. I'm thriving. I feel like I'm stronger than ever. I have a better outlook on life. I'm more forgiving. I know for a fact huge blessings came from that difficult experience. Things I prayed really hard for and was never sure when it would come. The blessings from that experience definitely outweigh the difficult times. My advice is that when it's time that God puts you in a situation where you have to prove your love and just apply all the things he taught you, when it's time for you to prove your character, that you lean on him and you trust him. And that when you're down, pray for him to pick you up. Know that he has his own time for things, that he wants the best for you, that you'll come out of it better, stronger.
Life can change so quickly, huh? But Jason shows us that how we respond to those moments is what actually defines us. Do we dwell in the struggle, or do we look for the lessons that God has for us? The journey from trauma to gratitude isn't quick or easy. But as Jason discovered, it can lead to a life that's not just surviving, but one where we're growing. You've just heard powerful stories of change from our listeners around the world. Their journeys remind us that, you know, whether chosen or not, change is where we often discover our own strengths. I've seen this firsthand in my own life. You know, last spring, I watched my daughter walk across the stage at her college graduation. And that moment, it wasn't just about her achievement. It marked a milestone in my own identity as a mother. And funny enough, you know, I didn't really realize it until we were at her graduation party and I found myself tearing up. I guess it's because the little girl who once needed me for everything had become this brilliant and independent woman with dreams bigger than I could have ever imagined for her. So You know, to feel my role as a mother slowly changing is not something I don't think I had ever stopped to think about, because I always felt like my daughter graduating college was still so far away. But that's when she was 5 years old. And I realized that the speed of time, it masks the changes happening in our lives until one day we realize, whoa, things have completely changed. Now, of course, I'm still a mom. I'm still her mother. I'm still the mother to my two young adult children. But I realize more and more every day that, you know, the way I talk to them about life cannot even resemble any hints of, you know, when I was your age type of speech, because the world has changed drastically, and so will their perspectives. I mean, I barely understand their Gen Z language today anyway. And parenting is one of the most important relationships we'll ever have with our children. And it's never linear, and you're never done, but rather it's always evolving. And I realize that our responsibility is to meet our children in the stage of life they're in, to help them be better at life. And that's what this season of making changes is all about. You know, the continuous process of becoming, whether it's through crisis or choice, sudden events or gradual evolution, we're all works in progress. So thank you for listening and watching. We'll be back with more stories of transformation. Until then, make sure to subscribe to Making Changes on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you have a minute to spare, make sure to rate and give us a review. This will help us make sure that more people will get to listen to these amazing stories of change. Thanks for listening, and may your change uplift you.